My name is Drew, and today I'm going to interview my friend named Tej, who read the book Island of the Blue Dolphins. Hi, Tej.
Hi, Drew.
So, shall we start?
Yeah, let's start.
Okay, so my first question is, what happened in the book? Can you, like, please summarize?
Yeah, I can summarize the story. So there is a girl known as Karana in a tribe. She has a tribe, and she is a daughter of the leader.
Okay.
What happens one day is their tribe gets attacked by another tribe known as Aliot tribe or clan, and when they got attacked, her father dies, and when he dies, there are only some people left from the tribe. And after, in one chapter, she gets more separated from the people. They move to another island, and she is left on that island, and she has to survive by herself. So this is a main summarizer.
Oh, okay. That's really nice. That's really nice that how you summarized of the story.
Thanks.
Okay. So the second question I have is that, is this book interesting to you?
Yeah, it's really, really interesting to me.
Why?
Because there are a lot of suspenses for, like, when the Aliots attack, and when, like, she gets attacked by other animals. And also, there are many friends of her.
Oh, I like suspenses. Oh. I really want to hear it. Okay, so my third question is that, did you like this book?
Actually,
no?
In the starting, like, I didn't like the book. But
why?
Because in every, like, beginning of even movie or any book, the starting is, like, really boring, like. And then, like, you don't know the story, what's going on. It's, like, really boring. But when it goes, like, keeps on going, and, like, some parts, it starts to get interesting. Like, oh, wow, like, this happened, like, all that thing.
Oh, okay.
So I like the book in the middle. And also the book got, like, a gold medal or something.
Okay. So I just want to ask you, Tej, now, what happened in the beginning?
So what happened in the beginning is, there's Karana, and she is with her tribe living on an island, and her village's name is Galas at village, and first the Aliots and her clan are living together, but in one chapter, where the story gets really interesting, they attack the Galasa village, which is pretty suspenseful, because that's where they end.
Okay. So let's just take a break for a while. Okay. Hi, everybody. So we just took a break, and we're starting the interview now. So, my fourth question is that, what happened in the middle of the story?
Oh, good question. So what happened in the middle is, so Karana, it was also a suspense over there. So what happened is, like, she found out that there is somebody following her. And when somebody following her, she finds out that there's an animal following her with her friends, and when he or she is following her with her friends, she shoots her.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
And then she shoots her. After she takes her to her house where she built, and at that time she was alone.
Oh.
So she just took care of the dog alone.
Oh.
And once, like, when she gave, when Karana gave the food to the dog, they both, like, kind of became the friends. And they both, like, Karana thought that she could make the dog as a pet. So the dog was the first pet that, that was.
Oh, okay. So my fifth question is that what happened in the end of the story?
Oh, the end. And it was also suspensing. So, in the end, Karana finds out that Monani was one of the Owlets. So, Monani, that she wasn't her mother. She finds out that. And Monani was the girl who said that to Karana that she was the real mother of Karana, and she was alive. And she changed her name to think that for Karana to think that she was a real mother. So that was pretty suspensing. And after, like, in the last chapter, Karana finds out that she is one of the Owlets, which is pretty suspenseful. Like, imagine that. Sure. And then she, like, Monani tries to kill Karana, but Karana killed Monani with the spear, I guess. So that was pretty suspenseful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your next question.
So my next question is that after you read the book, how did you feel?
How I felt was pretty, like, amazed, like, pretty, it was a bit sad, like.
Because, like, it was suspense, right?
Yeah, it was pretty suspense, but, and it was, like, pretty sad, too, that, it was pretty sad, too, because, like, Karana thought that she was a real mother, and the reader also thinks that she is the real, like, mother of Karana, but she was not, and that was pretty sad. She had to be, like, pretty alone again with the animals. It was pretty sad in the end.
Okay, Tej.
And pretty happy too, because, like, she survived the attack, Monani.
Okay, so did you have any questions in your mind that after you read the book? Like, why, like, for example, why would the Aluis attack the, like, the Indians?
Yeah, the question I had in my mind is that
why would they really attack? Like why would they actually attack for no reason?
Yeah, like, that was the only thing, but I still thought that it must be a main reason. Oh, wait, now I remember. When the Owlets came to her tribe, Karana's tribe, I mean, they asked to have fishes to, like, trade, but the leader of the clan, who was Karana's father, he said no. I think for that reason they attacked them.
Okay, so my other question is that why do you like this book?
I like the book because, as I already told, because there are many suspenses and pretty sadness and different emotions. And there's, like, sadness, like, in the end there was sadness, happiness, like, all those different emotions.
Okay.
So it was good.
Okay, so I have another question. Like, this is thinking in my head, but, like, I don't understand this. So, who is the main character?
The main character is Karana, because the whole story is related to for her survival, like, how she survives and she makes friends, and she was the only one, and it was her perspective of the book.
Okay, so what do you think about Aluids? Like, what about their emotions and why?
Their emotions are
Okay, I just wanted to ask you the question again because you didn't hear that. So, what do you think about Alouettes? Like, what about their emotions and, like, why do you think...
I feel really angry about Alouettes because, like, every time they're attacking for no reason and I feel so angry, like, it's so, so, like, boring. That they keep on attacking.
Okay, that was a good question. I mean, but not answered. So, who do you think is the villain in the book?
The villain in the book is Wanani because
she is the one, like, there's a showdown in the end. And in the showdown, like, the villain and the hero always fight.
So, Wanani is the villain.
Oh, okay. So I have another question, that should other people read this book and why?
Other people should read the book because other people should read the book because it's really suspenseful, amazing, strong, like shocking, and so other people should read the book.
Okay. Okay, so the question that I ask you and you answer is, your opinion is really good, Tish. And
thanks.
Thank you for coming here.
You're welcome.